All right, if you guys would like, you can take a seat, or kids, if you want to sit up front, or whatever is most comfortable for you. We're just going to hang out for a little bit here and talk about what it means to go into this season that we're going into. So, my name is Stone. I'm the youth pastor here at Revival. And within this house, something that we value, and as a matter of fact, it's our word heading into 2025, our theme word for the year is honor. And something we're highlighting tonight as we head into this year, as we begin Wednesday night programming, which, by the way, starting today, we'll be here every single Wednesday starting at 6:30 for every single age group. So whether you are a kid, we have Vive Kids programming for you. If you are a student from sixth grade to a senior in high school, we have Revival Youth for you. And then adults, we have prayer in this room for you as well. But as we lean into all of those things and what God has for us on Sunday mornings and on Wednesday nights and in everything that we do as a house, the word that has been put on the hearts of our leadership here at Revival is honor. And one of the main ways that we are just starting off the year strong by honoring the Lord and just having honor in general is through our 21 days of prayer and fasting. So what I mostly want to hit on today is a little bit of just what fasting is and what that looks like for us, what that looks like for different ages, and we will dive into all that good stuff. So fasting, I want to start with some definitions because I think the modern church has confused a lot of what fasting is. Biblically, the word fast in both Hebrew and Greek, it means to abstain from food, okay? So fasting means to abstain from food, but not just as a diet, not just, you know, for whatever health reason or anything like that. Fasting specifically, the definition we actually are using in youth group is abstaining from food for a period of time to disconnect from the flesh and to intensely and intentionally pursue the Lord. So the goal in this time is to disconnect from our flesh because there's no stronger desire of the flesh than to eat, right? That's one of the most basic human needs is food, is nutrition. So we're choosing to give that up and say, God, you're greater than even the most basic of human needs. I need you. I want you more than I want this most basic component of how humans survive. Because really, we may be living in the flesh, eating as much food as we want, but we're not living spiritually unless we are connected to the Father. So through fasting, we have the opportunity to die to our flesh, to humble ourselves and remove the desires of the flesh and say, God, you're more important, and connect with the Spirit in that way. So a massively important piece is that fasting must be accompanied by prayer and by the Word. So if you haven't already, we talked about this a little bit on Sunday, but one of the main ways we, during these 21 days of prayer and fasting, are being intentional about being in the Word is through, we have a reading list every single day for our 21 days. So there's bookmarks on the tables in the back, or you can text, I believe it's Honor 2025 to the number 94,000, and that will give you daily texts letting you know what our passage is for the day. And there's all sorts of other resources as well on the website to keep you updated, to keep you connected to the Lord during this time of fasting. I know in my own life, a few years ago, I tried to fast on my own. The Lord did not lead me into it. I was like, this seems like a good idea. So I fasted. It was just like a five-day fast, okay? And I hated everything. I wanted to die. It sucked so bad. It was awful because I wasn't doing it for the Lord. I wasn't led by the Lord in that season. So in my own strength, I was trying to do this fast and it didn't work. That's why we are so intentional at Revival about pairing it with prayer and with the Word and with following the guiding and the direction of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So this is a corporate fast, meaning all of us together as a body, as a church, are fasting. But within that, there are some ways that the Lord may lead you into what exactly that means. But I did really want to hit on fasting is abstaining from food. And there are other things that we can do if that's not possible for you that I'll talk about in a second. But let's go. Leviticus chapter 19, specifically verse 2, is really important and has kind of marked me in this season, which coincidentally, Leviticus 19 is also kind of the passage that is paired with our word for the year. But I'm going to be in verse 2. That passage is 23 through 25, I think. But verse 2, the second half of it says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." So we are called to a life of holiness. I preached a couple Sundays ago, and I used the word radical repentance, and I was talking about radical holiness, and I said, how can we be radical for the things of God? Because so much of what Christianity looks like in our culture today is so passive. It's so just, I'll maybe read my Bible every once in a while. I'll maybe come to church a couple times a month. And it's, there's no life in it. There's no zeal. There's no passion for the Lord. But what does God say? Be holy because I am holy. And what does it mean to be holy? It means to be set apart. So through this 21 days of prayer and fasting, we are setting ourselves apart from the world. I can't tell you already how many people have been like, you're doing what? That's insane. It's insane to the world, but it makes sense to the body of Christ, and it makes sense to God because that's what he calls us to. People get confused and get frustrated. They're like, it's not even possible to fast. That's not good for your body. You shouldn't be doing that. That's incorrect. The Lord will sustain you. The Lord will guide you every single step of the way. The word says that we do not live by bread alone, but we live by who God is and what he provides for us. So lean into that during these next 21 days. Really quick, our good friend Nate covered a lot of this on Sunday, so I'm going to go through it sort of quickly, but I just want to refresh us as far as what fasting can look like for each of us. So, like I said, honoring God is the number one important thing in this 21 days. We're doing a corporate fast, so all of us are fasting together to do what? To disconnect from the flesh, connect to the Spirit, honor the Lord, and seek what he has for us going into this year. I think doing this fast at the beginning of the year is an intentional choice because, I won't read it, but in Ezekiel 44, it's God is giving these instructions to the priests at the time as they head back into the promised land, and he's telling them what to do. He's telling them how the priests should act. And today, we all are priests. I think it's in 1 Peter. Peter refers to us as a royal priesthood. So we, if we are Christians, we're a royal priesthood. So the things of the priests apply to us. And what he says in Ezekiel 44, he says, minister firstly to me, and then once you are finished ministering to me, then you can go and minister to the people. So that's what we're doing with these 21 days of prayer and fasting right at the beginning of the year. We're choosing to say, I am giving you, God, my first and my best. I'm giving you the very beginning of my year. And then from there, it's not just so I can be rewarded, which, yes, there are rewards for fasting. But more than that, because we spend these first 21 days, this first month, intentionally seeking the Lord, then we can go out and be more effective in ministering to others the rest of the year. So that's our goal for this 21-day fast. So there's a few types of fasts. If you're confused, like, how do I fast? What does that even mean? The first and the most basic, and I would argue the most biblical, is just a water fast. To not eat, only drink water for however long. And that could look like different things. If you're like 21 days of only drinking water, it's possible. I promise most of us should be able to do it. No problem. But if that worries you, there are some other options. And I want to remind us, seek the Lord. Do what he tells you to do. It's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to challenge us. So if your only reason for not wanting to do a 21-day water fast is because you think it's scary and hard, seek the Lord and ask him how he's going to provide for you and what he actually wants you to do during these 21 days. But if the Lord is not leading you into that, or if you have any external reasons for not wanting to do that, one of the main ones that a lot of us do is a sunup to sundown prayer or fast. So that's where you just eat in the morning or at night, and the middle of the day when the sun is up, you don't eat. Or I was talking to someone, there's a reversal of that where you could do only eating while the sun is up. If you maybe at work, your job doesn't provide like a lunch break that would allow you to spend time in the Word during that time, and it would be easier for you to spend time with God in the morning and at night, then you can do that sort of reversal there. The Daniel fast is another option. I won't talk a lot on that just for the sake of time, but if you have questions about what the Daniel fast is and what that looks like and why you should or should not do it, come talk to me because I have a few things, thoughts about that. Otherwise, if you cannot fast for some reason, if you are pregnant or nursing, don't fast. If you are a little kid, don't fast. If you have medical conditions or are on some sort of medication where you need to eat, don't fast. But if that's your case, come talk to us and we'll pray for you so you don't need that medication anymore and you don't have that medical condition anymore. Teenagers, so students, I want to remind us, listen to your parents, okay? Listen to your parents more than you listen to me with what I'm about to say. But I personally think, as your pastor, a really beneficial thing to do as the church is fasting is to just fast one meal a day. So in the morning, most of you eat Eggo waffles and garbage syrup anyway, and it's awful for you, and you'd be better off not eating that anyway. So skip that in the morning and spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer. Your life will change if you do that. Those are my thoughts for students. If you are, especially in high schoolers, middle schoolers might be a little more shaky on that. But high schoolers, for sure, that's what I encourage you to do. Ask your parents first, though. And then there are non-food options, which I like being really intentional about language. So if you are doing a non-food option for our fast, really what that is, it's not a fast. Remember, because what we talked about at the beginning, the definition, the biblical definition of fasting is abstaining from food. But if you're doing something other than that for whatever reason, and that's fine, that God will still reward you. I'm not speaking down on you for doing that. The Lord will reward you for whatever you give up. But that would be an example of abstinence or an example of consecration to the Lord of doing something other than food. So a lot of people do social media, they'll do TV, they'll do video games, they'll do just a restrictive diet where they fast just from something like sugar or candy or whatever like that. But as we conclude in worship team, you guys can come back up. I want to remind us the most important key in all of this, as we fast, as we pray, seek the Lord. He will guide you. He will tell you exactly what you need to do. And as we fast, as we're killing the flesh, as we are removing the desires of our flesh, we'll begin to hear the Spirit more clearly. It'll be easier to connect with him. It'll be easier to discern his voice. So seek the Lord. Spend time just sitting in silence. We think about prayer so often, and we'll talk about this in youth group next week. We see prayer as just talking to God, as giving him our requests, as telling him what's going on. And that's a massive piece of prayer. But especially during these 21 days, I want to challenge us, spend time in silence every single day during these next 21 days. Invite the Holy Spirit in, ask him what he has for you, because he has something. He has something for each and every single one of you. If you're not even a Christian, I feel the Holy Spirit speaking right now. If you're not a Christian, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, and you're like, why would I fast? I'm not even a Christian. I'm just here because there's free chili or whatever. But if that's you, I challenge you, do some sort of fast during these next 21 days. Or even, don't even worry about not eating food, but just spend time these next 21 days as we as a church are doing this and just sit in silence and ask God, are you real? Do you have something for me? Do you love me? He will speak to you and your life will be changed forever. Lastly, if you mess up doing a 21-day fast, especially if you push yourself and do something challenging, if you're doing just a water fast for these 21 days, that can be a difficult thing. And the enemy is going to attack you, and he's going to do everything he can to drag you away because he knows how powerful fasting is. Because the modern church has lost the practice of fasting. We don't do it anymore. As a matter of fact, someone said to me, it was in youth group a few weeks ago, I don't remember who said it, but I mentioned fasting, and somebody said, isn't that what Muslims do? And that took me aback, and it stuck with me so deeply because why are Muslims known more for fasting than Christians? We are told and we are commanded in Scripture that this should be a normal part of Christian life, but we don't do it in the American church. But Satan, the enemy, knows how powerful it is. That's why we don't do it, because he's convinced us that it's not important. But when we do finally do it, when we do go against the lies of the enemy and choose to fast, what happens is he attacks us even harder, because he knows how much more we'll be connected with the Spirit of God. So if something happens, if you trip up, if you mess up during this fast, if you eat halfway through, whatever it is, keep going. Don't let one trip up, don't let one mistake, don't let one lie from the enemy take you away from what God has for you for these 21 days. If you mess up once, repent and keep going forward, because the Lord has something good for you during these 21 days. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this house. Thank you for the calling that you have on this house to return to what your truth says, to return to what your word says, Lord, because we know that nothing we do, nothing we want, no desire of the flesh could ever compare to who you are and what you have for us, Lord, and what you want for our lives. God, I pray even right now and during this last song and as we worship, just speak to every single person in here. I just pray that you would break down walls, that you would soften hearts, that you would begin speaking, that ears would be open to you, Lord, and that you would reveal to each and every single person what you want them to do during these next 21 days. Reveal to them the purpose that you have for them. Reveal just your love for them, Lord. Let them just be overwhelmed by your presence. Let them just feel a touch from you, Lord. You're good, Father. You gave up your Son for us. And now just as Christ died to himself, we're called to die to ourselves. So Lord, let these next 21 days just be an opportunity for us to do that, an opportunity to die to ourselves, maybe in a way that we thought we never could, maybe in a way that we have questions about, or maybe don't even think is safe, or whatever it is, Lord, we know that you are with us every step of the way and you are guiding us, Lord. So let this be an opportunity for us to die to ourselves and to take up new life with you. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To the number 94,000, and you'll get all the updates for that. You can also grab a bookmark at the back. If you want to eat more food, I don't know if there's any left, but if you want to grab more food, if you want to hang out for a while,